I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Everyone wants to plant native plants. The advantages to growing native plants are many. These are plants that have stood the test of time. They're adapted to weather, climate, insects, diseases, and even human activity. They provide habitat for pollinators, butterflies, birds, and other wildlife, and sometimes food for us. But finding a good economical source for lots of these trees, shrubs, perennials, fruits, and berries can be problematic. Well, here's a tip. Each spring, the Connecticut Conservation Districts have plant sales where you can purchase bare-rooted and container-grown native plants for your yard. The plants range from seedling pines and spruces to holly and mountain laurel shrubs to blueberries and raspberries and even native ground covers such as the bearberry. The plants may be small, but with a little attention, they'll reach full size. The state is broken into 5 conservation districts with plants adapted to each region. There'll be plants for seashore and riverbank erosion control, attracting pollinators, and providing food and habitat for birds and wildlife. Most of these districts ask you to pre-order plants online for a late April or early May pickup, depending on the district. You may be able to buy additional plants on pickup day, too. Not only can you get quality native plants at a good price, the conservation districts offer workshops and assistance in land stewardship and watershed and pollution management. The Connecticut Conservation Districts are a good source for plants and information on how to ecologically manage your yard. Find your conservation district by going online to www.conservect.org. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about sweet peas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.